The scientist and the Neanderthal. He took her through the microscope, showed her the beauty in his nucleotides. AAA, TG, CG, CCC, GC. His blue eyes. Adoring him down to his one remaining Siberian 50,000-year-old finger bone. The rest of him ground up in biomolecular archaeological chemistry prep to extract this story. That at the Max Planck Institute of Evolutionary Biology in Leipzig, where she worked, she'd sneak moments alone with the DNA analyzer to bathe in his sequence, be swept up in an ancient rutting, her fingers twitching over the keys, swapping an adenine for a guanine or a thymine for a cytosine to keep their conversation fresh. The scientist first met her Neanderthal at 4 p.m. Central European time when she was assigned to assist in the extraction, sucking data from ground-up bone, shearing the already fragmented sections into sequenceable bites. Year after year wearing on as the lines revealed his deepest nature, and she found, there's nothing so different, you and I. Crooked teeth, a hint of a smile, nudgings towards words. To have seen him on the street, she would have fallen for this man, sensing his smell in passing. One Saturday, she went to work and shut herself in the visual reality laboratory to reconstruct his face. She fed reams of Neanderthal imaging in until she made his. A nose as reassuring as your mother's laugh, high cheekbones tucked under finely lined eyes, a great red beard. That night, she dreamed that once there was a man who spoke in a language so dead it'd been fossilized. But he would say to her, his scientist, "Come eat my fish, and I'll scratch your back, and this we shall live on."